Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Becker's Healthcare in conjunction with Intuitive. Intuitive is a global technology leader in minimally invasive care and a pioneer of robotic-assisted surgery. This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a great Chief Financial Officer, Matt Cox. Matt's the CFO of the Spectrum Health System. For those that are as old as I am, you remember Spectrum came together from Butterworth and Blodgett Hospitals in Grand Rapids and has become sort of the leading health system in Western Michigan, a great, great health system, also has its own insurance plan, a lot of great attributes. Matt, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. First of all, I just want to thank you for inviting me today. I'm looking forward to it. So, as you mentioned, I'm the CFO from Spectrum Health System in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're an integrated delivery system that includes a health plan, which is Priority Health. We cover about 1 million Michiganders. We now have 14 hospitals, a large employed medical group, 31,000 employees, and budgeted revenue just over $8 billion. So it's a large system for West Michigan. I have three children, and I have the pleasure of having all three of them in college starting next year. So Arizona State University, Brigham Young University, and Michigan State University. So even though all three of my kids chose different universities, they all chose to study accounting. So I'm a proud accountant of my three kids. It's great. So my wife, Stephanie, of almost 25 years, great partner. She's the one in the family that's not an accountant, which is great. So she helps balance the rest of the family out.
Well, it's actually a great tribute to their father and their mother that they all choose to pursue the same profession as their dad, or at least the same background. It's really an amazing tribute to yourself. So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Let me ask you a question. Spectrum's a great system. You've got now kids going all over the country. And I'd love to focus, quite frankly, for 30 minutes on the pride in the children, but because it's a healthcare podcast, I'll focus on the health system. Matt, talk to me, what are you particularly proud of regarding the Spectrum system? I'm an observer. I live in the Midwest. So I'm very familiar with Spectrum. It's a magnificent system. What are you very proud of regarding this?
You know, there's a lot. Spectrum is a wonderful system, known for a lot of great things. And people that are from the Midwest, a lot of people know about Spectrum. But I'd say I'm most proud of the team members. We've got 31,000 great employees that are all working together to make Spectrum great. They're committed to our mission, which is, you know, to improve health, inspire hope, and save lives. I'm particularly proud of their innovativeness, collaboration, and the drive towards excellence in all that they do. I can't leave out our revenue cycle team that was just awarded the HFMA MAP Award for Revenue Cycle Excellence. That team has been laser focused for 2.5 years to achieve these results. We have the Epic system. They've been a great partner. We've worked hard to turn on all the modules over the last couple of years, and it's really improved our processes with some great help from Deloitte and other key partners that has really made our revenue cycle one of the best in the country, and most importantly, made it simple for our patients. So that was our goal when we kicked it off. West Michigan is a wonderful, unique part of the country, and we have many great companies here, major philanthropists who've helped build Spectrum Health into something very special. You know, we have the Meyer Heart Center, Lemon Holton Cancer Center, Helen DeVos Children's Hospital. All of those things were made possible by wonderful philanthropists. And I'd also add, you know, at this time, I'm proud of our response to COVID-19. Everything from how we partnered with local companies to provide us everything from hand sanitizer, face shields, masks, and other PPE items, to the excellent care that was provided to our patients during this crisis.
Well, fantastic. And talk to me today about the CFO's role. It seems like it's really evolved a lot the last 10 years. What are the 2 to 3 most important things the CFO does today in your perspective or in your system?
Yeah, so CFOs oversee different things. So I'll start with attributes, because I think that's probably the most important thing. So number one, I think CFOs nowadays, more than ever, we need to be strategic thinkers with a bias to action. I think that you need to be a trusted leader and a member of the senior executive team. People need to see you as someone that they trust when you speak, and know that you're always transparent and telling the truth and open to feedback. And then lastly, I think from an attribute, I think that you have to really be a driver of affordability and value. You're the one person in the room that is always focused on, you know, could we do this at a lower cost? Can we do it more effectively? Can we do it in such a way that increases the value to our employers and our members of our plan and to our patients that seek care? If we think about what I oversee, so I oversee corporate accounting, I oversee treasury, revenue cycle, supply chain, facilities, security, internal audit, and then each of our business segments or divisions have a finance leader that's embedded, like Priority Health and Spectrum Health West Michigan and Spectrum Health Lakeland. They all have a senior financial leader that's embedded in those divisions, and that person reports to me and also has a dotted line back to the president of that division.
Got it. And what does your staff look like today? I mean, I talked to sort of health IT staff, the CIO staff, the technology staff, and it could be hundreds of people in some systems, thousands in some systems. What does a chief financial officer staff look like, just to give people a sense?
Yeah, so there's thousands of people that report up through me at Spectrum Health System. You know, revenue cycle is a very big department. You know, with all that, we have a very centralized revenue cycle now that we've gone through the process of really improving it. Everything from admitting or patient access employees to centralized calls center. So that's a big team. The supply chain team is big. The facilities team is big. You know, it's several thousand people. And the team that reports directly to me is mostly made up of, you know, vice presidents, senior vice presidents. I have a couple senior directors that report directly to me. I have about 11 direct reports right now to oversee all of those different areas. And I would say that different times, different things take more of my time. So over the past couple months with the COVID-19 crisis, supply chain took a lot of my time. I worked very closely with the supply chain to make sure that we could get all the necessary supplies we needed to, particularly PPE, working with local vendors, making sure that we could make things like hand sanitizer and masks. And, you know, 6 months ago, my focus was really around treasury because we're open issuing bonds. Every day, one thing that doesn't change is my most important job is to support my team, those leaders that are driving those different areas to report up through me.
Certainly. Now, if you were going to give advice to a young person that someday might want to be a CFO, such as someone going to do an accounting majorship at Brigham Young, Arizona State, or Michigan State, what would you tell them the path to CFO looks like if you could map out a path? Is there a path?
Well, I don't think there's just one path. I think there's lots of paths. And, you know, I participate in the HFMA Large CFO Council, and I've gotten to know a lot of CFOs across the country. And if you lined us all up and you went and said, how did you get your start and how did you become a CFO? Many of the paths are different. I would say most of them are different. A lot of us did start out at a big accounting firm. So I started out at Deloitte. I was on the audit side. I worked there for a few years. I went to work for one of my clients, which was a hospital. I started as a controller. And then I was recruited by Catholic Health Initiatives, where I became a CFO for one hospital. And then something very important happened to me where I got a great mentor. The system CFO was somebody who noticed that I wanted to grow, and she gave me some great advice and gave me an opportunity to be promoted and move to Arkansas and be over several hospitals instead of one. And then I continued to grow, and I worked at Dignity Health and Banner Health before I came to Spectrum Health, each time taking on bigger roles and bigger responsibility. So if I were to say what were kind of the biggest things, number one, I got great training. I got a bachelor's in accounting, I got a master's in business, I worked at Deloitte, I worked at some great systems under some great leaders, I had great mentors, and then I took the opportunities as they are presented to me that would help me move up to the system CFO level. And I think what is really important there is having the courage to move if you have to move, and the courage to say yes to a position, even though it may put you a little bit out of your comfort zone. If you say yes and you work hard and you have a good network of people to call when you need advice and you've got a good mentor you can call, I believe that's how CFOs become CFOs and become successful.
That's fantastic. A lot of open-mindedness, taking new challenges, great mentorship, being willing to take risks and so forth. And just, I take it the willingness to engage with people and deal with people, not just be numbers, both is important, I take it.
Yeah, I think that the behind-the-scenes accountant of the past is not the CFO of the future. To be a CFO in the future and now, you have to not only be able to talk to people, you have to care about the people. You have to care about the patients. You have to be a great communicator. You have to be a great partner. You have to seek to understand. You have to go out and meet the physicians and meet the nurses and meet the leaders that are in the health plan, understand what they need. And then it's really about enabling people to do the job that they know how to do. And with the hand on the rudder of affordability and value to make sure that we're heading in the right direction. So that's what I think.
No, thank you, Matt, very much. And Matt, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us today. What a pleasure and what a great career journey. And as much as anything, congratulations on launching the three to college. That's as big an accomplishment as anything, and having them be in the right path and moving in the right direction. And what a great practical background to all be getting accounting majorships. That just is fantastic. I might have to have you talk to my children. Just fabulous.
Well, you know what? As a dad, I couldn't be more proud. They're making some great decisions. And I think accounting's a great base degree where you can go anywhere. You can work in any industry. And, hopefully one or two of them will end up in healthcare, because I think healthcare is a great industry to work in for a lot of reasons. But I really enjoy working in healthcare. I think it's the industry I was meant to always work in. So I'm very glad that I am where I am.
That's fantastic. I was an accounting major as well, but I hope they'll be more successful in their accounting careers than I was in my accounting career. Matt, it was a great pleasure to visit with you today. What a pleasure. Thank you, everybody, listening in. We've got Matthew Cox, the CFO of Spectrum Health. Great CFO, great health system. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening today. This podcast was brought to you by Becker's Healthcare in conjunction with Intuitive. Intuitive is the global technology leader in minimally invasive care and a pioneer of robotic assisted surgery.